We're joined right now by a defensive tackle for the Miami Dolphins. He had six tackles in Sunday's win over the Jets. Third among all rookie defensive linemen with 40 tackles last season. He started all three seasons at LSU. He was taken 178th overall in the 2017 draft. Miami is 2-0. They're in first in the AFC East. They're hosting Oakland Sunday. It's a 1 p.m. Eastern game on CBS. Devon Godshaw is my guest. Devon, it's great to have you on the program. How are you?
I'm doing great, boss. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing great. It's really nice to have you on the show. Let me start here. You're coming off a big game against the Jets where you had six tackles. You were part of a dominating performance by the defense. So how happy were you overall with what the defense was able to do on Sunday?
I'm very happy, you know, but there's always room for improvement. You know, each and every day, you know, we get in there, you know, film study, listen to the coaches, and there's always room to get better. You know, you never want to get complacent in this league because it's a long season.
All right, so you did a lot in your rookie season, but how different is it right now for you in your second season now that you've got that 1 year under your belt? Do you feel like you've got a better sense of what to expect week in and week out?
Oh, yes, sir. You know, each and every week, you know, learning more film, you know, watching, getting more tendencies on the offensive linemen, you know, guys we're going against. So I feel like the second year is really your big jump to, on how your career is going to end up.
Now, when you mention film work, there are so many different aspects to your game that the coaches love to talk about, but one of the things that keeps coming up over and over again is the way you study the game, the way you were reviewing film with the Dolphins even before the draft, and that you were telling them details of every single play before the play actually appeared on the screen. So where did that attitude and that approach to film study come from?
Just, you know, learning from LSU, you know, Coach O, Coach Pete Jenkins, I mean, just, you know, two old-school coaches. I mean, just learning just details, you know, film study, learning the pass protection, you know, which way the centers like to turn. I mean, just things like that, man. I mean, just learning each and every, just studying your opponent each and every day.
Devon Godshaw joining us on the show. All right, so you mentioned LSU. You're a proud member of that LSU family. And when you look at them, how did you feel about the way they handled business against Miami in the season opener, and how do they look to you right now?
Oh, they look good. You know, defense always look great. You know, I'm very happy at the quarterback position. You know, quarterback looks very good. You know, he's managing the game, you know, very good for LSU. And I know the defense is going to always step up and play big. So, you know, long as LSU always have that defense, you know, the Tigers always got a chance.
So go back to last year. Your first year, you played 15 games, but not only did you play 15 games, head coach Adam Gase named you the team captain against the Patriots. As he said, quote, "I don't know how many times you've seen a rookie be a captain for a game," end quote. So looking back on that, at that time, what did that honor mean to you?
I mean, that speaks high about head coach, you know, Adam Gase. You know, I think, you know, everybody in the locker room likes him. He's a player's coach. You know, all the players love him. I mean, so that speaks high of him, and it speaks high of me, of what he think about me. So, I mean, I'm very fortunate to be a captain as a rookie. You know, a great Dolphins organization, you know, not just on the football field, you know, really off the field, and the Dolphins does so much to help their players, you know, life after football. So I'm very proud to be in this organization.
I know, dude, that says a lot about you. That says a lot about you. And not only that, you were a captain for that game, then you go out and you had five tackles in that game. So what did it mean to you to be named team captain and then come through the way you did in that game?
I mean, it's big. I mean, in the NFL, I mean, either you're producing or you're getting worse, you know, so each and every week, you know, you want to, you know, even though I had six tackles, you know, last week against the Jets, you know, that week is over, you know, and I was on the Oakland, you know, I can't keep dwelling off that Jets game, because if I do, you know, I might wind up having a bad game against Oakland, so it's on to the next game, which is the Oakland Raiders.
All right, so you made it pretty clear. You're looking ahead and not looking back, but one more thought about last season. You were playing along with Ndamukong Suh. I'm curious, what was he like to play with, and what did you learn from him?
He was a great guy, man. He was a great guy to play with, you know, on and off the field, you know, just learning things from him. I mean, the dominance he had in Detroit, you know, in Miami, you know, so it was big playing against him, picking his brain, you know, picking things, you know, just things like that, man. I mean, the guy, I mean, speaks for itself. Was the highest paid defensive lineman at one time in the league, so it speaks for itself. So just learning from him and just playing him, picking his brain each and every day, you know, learning from him.
All right, so when he left, did you get the sense that all of a sudden all eyes were turned to you? And then if that was the case, if he's no longer there, how do you approach it with him gone and the challenge of playing big on the defensive line without having that guy there too?
I mean, it's all of us, you know. It's not just me, you know. It's all of us, you know, me, George Phillips, Hakeem Spence, you know, Vincent Taylor, you know, all those D-tackles, you know, in that room. Of course, we have great ends on the edge, you know, Cameron Wake, Robert Quinn, William Hayes, Andre Branch, you know, first-round pick Charles Harris. So we have a lot of So we have a room full of great guys. So, you know, it's not just me. You know, we just want to kind of gel together and be brothers together and be one as a team, you know, each and every day and do something special this year.
Miami Dolphin Devon Godshaw is my guest. Now, during Sunday's game, Frank Gore moved into fourth on the all-time rushing list.
So happy.
Yeah,
so
man.
Happy.
He got the game ball afterwards. I'm glad you feel that way. This is a big Frank Gore house. I love the guy. Devon, what's it like to play with him, and why were you so happy for him?
You know, man, Frank, on the same. You know, that's also great, too. You know, so Frank, I mean, Frank being the fourth rushing all-time, man, that's – it's just, you know, playing with guys like Frank Gore, you know, who's fourth rushing all-time, guys like, you know, Cam Wake, you know, soon to be Hall of Famer, you know, so just playing with two guys like that, I mean, just playing with all those guys, Rashad Jones, and I can name the list goes on and on, you know, but just playing with guys like that, man, it's just an honor to play, you know, because one day you can be done with the game. You're going to be done with the game and tell your kids that you really got to play with those guys, you know. And so that's just amazing playing with guys like Frank Gore.
Well, I mean, you're only in your second season, but I get the sense that you know the level of commitment and work that it takes to stay in that league and perform at a high level.
Sir.
When you see Frank Gore doing what he's doing and how long he's done it, what kind of thoughts do you have?
Man, I trained with Frank in the offseason, and Frank is a go-getter. And me and Frank was going at it every day, talking about LSU versus Miami games because he went to Miami and I went to LSU. So, I mean, just training with him each and every day, and we pushing each other. And 14-year vet, 15-year vet, come out there and just shows out. You know, he's just, man, he's amazing, man. And all props to him, all congrats to him of being a, you know, fourth leading rusher all time in NFL. You know, that's just big time.
It's great to hear you talk about him like that. Now, you faced a lot of challenges growing up and some really tough situations. Mm-hmm. What was it that kept you focused and motivated when there were so many things that could have sent you in a different direction?
Adversity. Just, you know, looking where I come from, coming from being growing up in the hood, you know, a lot of things didn't go my way, you know, coming up. But just look where I come from, just my mom, just things like that, man. Just always, you know, just never get complacent, you know, never get satisfied with anything in life. Always work towards, you know, having a chip on my shoulder, being drafted in the fifth round. So, you know, just all those things just pushed me in life, man. And I could never just thank God more than enough, you know, for the things that he had done for me in my life.
Yeah, and then finally, you've got that incredible tradition at LSU. So growing up in Louisiana, what did it mean to you to play for the Tigers?
I always tell guys in the locker room, if you can, I can turn my back to you right now, and you can ask any guy in the locker room who probably has the most cool spirit, and they're probably going to say, gotcha. If you say anything about LSU, then it's probably going to be an argument. But just growing up in Louisiana, you know, just playing for LSU, I mean, it was a dream come true, playing for the Tigers, knowing their history with all the players they have in the NFL, Patrick Peterson, I mean, the list goes on and on, you know, a lot of guys in the NFL, just playing at LSU, this is a dream come true, put my legacy at LSU, then finish it off, you know, in the NFL, you know.
Man, there is some amazing talent in the NFL right now that's coming out of LSU. So finally, what do you think about Coach O and the job he's doing there right now?
I love Coach O. That's my guy. I just talked to him this morning. You know, talking about some things on the film that happened against the Jets. You know, I kind of go over my film with him, you know, and he kind of, you know, I kind of tell him, you know, tell the D-line at LSU, you know, keep going, keep pushing, you know, even though everybody doubted him, but keep pushing. But each and every day, you know, Coach O, man, that's my guy, you know. Came to LSU my sophomore year, was my D-line coach my sophomore junior year. And it's just amazing just to have him, man, the intense, you know, just the swagger, just the fire he brings, you know, to the table, you know, each and every game, man. I still miss that. That's why I think me and Coach Chris is pretty close because he reminds me of a Coach O.
That's tremendous. And the Dolphins are showing just that thing, a lot of swagger, a lot of fight. They're 2-0, and they've got a challenge coming up this weekend. They're hosting Oakland. It's a CBS game. Devon Godshaw, my guest. Devon, great job, man. Really nice to have you on the show. Great to get caught up with you.
Thank you, boss. Anytime, boss. Thank you.
You have a great weekend. We'll do it again soon. Great job. Devon Godshaw. Man, he's got a great way about him. Love his story, too. Like that guy who's got, he just said it, I got a chip on my shoulder. The way I came up, the adversity I dealt with, the fact that I was a fifth-round draft pick, I just got to keep going. I can never, ever, ever get complacent. I got to keep working. And he is. And when Ndamukong Suh left, I mentioned this in the question, in the conversation, when Ndamukong Suh left, a lot of the eyes turned to him. All right, now we're looking at you, big dog. We're looking at you and the other guys gone. But the fact that Adam Gase made him a captain, is a rookie, tells you what you need to know about a guy like that. The way he prepares, the way he plays, the way he executes. Really good story.